Joining us this week on Business or Bullshit is founder and CEO of Over the Moo, Simon Goodman, in the hot seat.
So this is our favourite part of the show. We're debating that these days. It's one of our favourite parts of the show. There is a guy called Cyril who it is his favourite part of the show. I've had that confirmed in writing.
Right.
The Business or Bullshit quiz, DQ the music. This is, we're going to list some terms and you just got to tell us whether you think of them business or bullshit.
God,
you may
that's
elaborate.
A heavy start.
Yeah, well, let's go in hard.
God, are you going
in hard? Are we
ready?
Are we clear?
I know exactly what it is.
God, are you going in hard?
Yeah. Okay.
That came out wrong.
Russia. Business or bullshit?
Oh, no, it's bullshit.
Very good. Industry jargon or instry jargon?
Oh, bullshit.
Very good.
Influencers.
Well, I think they're bullshit.
I'm going to give this man a high score. I can hear it coming.
But I would have thought with something like your product,
they are
useful.
Incredibly important. But what has happened now is there, because of online, and you can learn how to be an influencer in a day, there are loads of people doing it and they charge ridiculous amounts of money.
And they're all followed by children, is my new theory.
It is a money, it's a money-making thing purely, which I think you take the passion out, because this is food. Food is passion. And if you take that, if you've got someone promoting 15 brands in a day, they don't give a monkey's
but
which one it is.
Influencers, I mean, influencers started, right, as people who were passionate about something like, you know, teenage girls that were passionate about makeup. And tried different brands and talked about the brands online. And, so, you know, but it's not like that anymore.
So caveat what I just said. If you find people who have got that credibility, you know, if you call it that, who are not promoting everything and being at the opening of an envelope type thing, it is definitely, for me, it's incredible.
The fact that you can have the word influencer on a CV just like,
honestly,
boggles my mind.
I, you know, because we're really active in this area, trying to get influencers, and some of them, when they, you know, there's just lack of creativity is unbelievable, and what they produce. But good ones, yeah, obviously we need desperately.
Hashtags.
Well, I know they're important.
Business. He's going with business.
Business
for bullshit.
Business.
Pitch decks.
We're
having
business.
Just done yours.
Yeah, business. Absolutely.
Corporate gifting.
Oh, God.
Bit of a nightmare if it's frozen, isn't it?
Yeah, bullshit. I mean, that's defrosted now, that one.
Has it? Is that gone? Should we put it back in the freezer?
Yeah, would love you to.
Monthly management accounts.
Business. Yeah, crucial. Got to know the numbers.
Yeah. Hallelujah. This is a man talking my talk. I think he's doing very well. Foreign espionage risk.
Espionage risk.
I prefer espionage.
You know, sadly, that is a business reality. Horrible.
Yeah.
It's
not bullshit. It's true. If you discovered that China was making
I've been working in China for 25 years. Tell me they're not. It's true. It's real.
Yeah.
It's out there.
Royal warrants.
Bullshit.
You don't want a little... I don't think they do help sales, I imagine, don't they?
They probably do. I mean, if you're a heritage kind of brand,
Chick
Harrods, but I'm not. No, that's not for me. We had a royal warrant.
At the buttons.
Back in day. We used to make stuff for the military. You know, all the badges on military.
You can't fit a little royal warrant on the badge, on the button, can you?
No.
So no one knows you've got a royal
warrant. No one knew. We knew. We had fun at Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas bonuses. Very good segue.
Very business.
I'm not sure this is really a business term, but anyway, I'm going to go with it. The early bird catches the worm.
Well, I'm an early bird. Business. Business, yeah.
It's people like you make people like me angry.
Look lazy is what happens.
I'm an evening person.
Evening.
I have to get up early because it's the job, but, you know, I don't really function well until about now. Route to market.
That. It's all I hear. Business.
Business.
Yeah.
Runway.
Hate that term, but it's business.
I hate that term too.
Yeah.
Was that a rocket?
Yeah.
Or a plane?
Yeah.
No, well,
runway.
Well, I was just imagining the runway.
Runway. Yeah.
Shared workspaces.
Bullshit.
Startup culture.
Ooh, startup culture. I guess that's business.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because actually you've just been describing you know, entrepreneur networks and stuff was great.
Yeah. Oh, no, they are. They are great.
Thought leadership.
I don't know what that is.
Nobody does. We better come up with what it is.
I feel like you're a thought leader.
You're a thought leader.
We're both thought leaders.
Very sexist of you, though.
You want people who are, but yeah, I'm not. No, thought leader. I think it's business.
I think it should be. Should be the top newspapers should be thought leaders, but unfortunately, I don't think they're lost in the shit.
No, as much as everyone else. Back to your guy, Chris Stevenson. That's a thought leader.
Gary Stevenson.
Is it Gary? Sorry.
Yeah, Gary Economics. Unlimited holidays.
Bullshit.
You're aware of this, the alternative investment market?
I am aware of it. No, it's business.
Yeah.
Why am I getting all the long ones? Asking how someone is before any form of interaction.
Bullshit.
Yes. This man has scored very highly.
What? Is it not?
He's a very high score coming.
Hi, how are you? Isn't that the right way?
Well, no. I think it's those moments where people, you know, it's the salesman call. Hi, how are you?
You mean the ones where they phone you up and pretend to know you and you're like on the end of the phone going, do I know this person? I forget names.
So yeah, that's the context
Hi,
I think of that.
Jim so-and-so. How are you doing?
It's fine to say, what we get wrong is it's fine to say, hey, and what we used to say is, how do you do? And you were supposed to say, how do you do? That's how it works. So you say, how are you? How are you? That works. That's a system. We get past that. But now we have this system of, how are you? It's awkward every time. You know it is. And you go, well, I'm all right. I mean, I guess I'm, you know, it wastes so much time. And then you think, well, I better not be selfish. How are you? And then they give you this random thing. You think, I don't know even where I am. Did I call this person for a reason?
And then they tell you about their ailments that happens. They tell you about their ailments for some time.
Well, look, I've not had a great couple of weeks, to be honest. I haven't been feeling great today, and people have asked me 100 times how I am today, and it's awful because I'm like, well, to be honest,
I feel like shit.
I'm just not really feeling it at the moment. I can't get my mojo going.
Have you been saying that?
Yeah, I have today, and
good.
I hate it.
Good.
No, but stop asking me how I am.
But at least you're answering.
Well, no, I much prefer people didn't ask me because
I'm actually
nervous about it because I'm thinking about every interaction, and they do care. But, you know, ask me when I'm in the pub and I want to talk about it.
Not everybody cares, though, who asks you how you are.
None of us. Most of us don't, but we are quite... In this building is my brother and close friends and stuff. So
they do actually care.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, you're amazingly sparky given you're not feeling great.
Well, you know
he's
the podcast
a lot worse
is working
this normally.
The podcast has woken me up, which is nice. I'm you know, I appreciate you.
Are you
going to
give him a score?
I was going for 8,312.
Wow, what
that's
is that?
That's a good score. That's a pretty good score.
That's a big number.
Very good
solid
score.
Middle of the leaderboard, I think, probably.
Well, very high up, I think, seeing as I scored everyone within the hundreds for the first 100 episodes.
And we've got more extravagant.
We've slowly got higher and higher.
Three.
Someone with 1 million points, so you're fucked. No one's ever going to win. We're going to have to move into millions.
Big, big thank you to Simon for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a lovely weekend.